إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he made Salah fard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Salah is fard on the mu'mineen at specific times. Islam, one of the hallmarks or trademarks of Islam is structure. It is principle. It is systems. And the best example of that is to look in the way we worship itself. The salah is an expression of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the essence of being the abd of Allah. It is the essence of ubudiyat. Salah is the outward physical manifestation of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But it is not left to us to pray as we like. It is not left to us to express our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whichever way we like. It's not left to you to say somebody likes to recite poetry, you recite poetry. Somebody likes to dance in ecstasy, you dance in ecstasy. Somebody wants to play the drums, play the drums. No. There is a specific format. There is a specific times. You cannot pray whenever you feel like praying. You can pray, I mean, nawafil. I'm talking about the faraid. The first salah is at specific times. Allah mentioned in the Quran. Second thing is that the method of salah is clearly specified. You cannot say, I love Allah so much that these two sajda is not enough for me. I want to do 10 sajda. Even though your intention may be good, that you want to express your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, 2 sujood is salah. 10 sajda is not salah. It is whatever you make it. If you do more than two sajda, if you do it by mistake, you have to do sajda sahu. If you do it deliberately, your salah is gone. So, specific framework within which that salah is to be prayed. Same thing if you look at, and of course all the rest of it, I mean what is to be prayed also is specified. There is no salah without Suratul Fatiha. You have to pray Suratul Fatiha and then you have to make ruku at the time of ruku and sujood at the time of sujood and so on and so forth. So all of the thing is specified. Take fasting for example. We are not, fasting is prescribed for us. Fasting is the root of taqwa. But we are not allowed to fast as we like. Eat whatever you like, don't eat whatever you don't like, fast from whatever time to whatever time. No, specific. From this time to this time. Again, structure. Take zakat. Mathematical calculation. I mean, there's nothing more exact than that. Specific mathematical calculation on how much is to be paid. And on what? Very specific. Sometimes people even ask the question, why is there zakat on gold and silver, but there's no zakat on diamonds, on stones? So if you have a ring with a solitaire, obviously the value of the solitaire is much more than the value of the band of gold. But there is zakat on that gold, there is no zakat on the solitaire. So, but specify structure. Take Hajj, again. I mean, it actually would have been very convenient if, since the Kaaba is there all the time, it would have been very convenient, and so is Arafat. It would have been very convenient to say, make Hajj whenever you feel like making Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make Hajj to the Baytullah. Allah did not say specifically, make Hajj on this day. So that's another argument for people who say, it is not in the Quran. Where is it in the Quran? This is a very stupid question that people ask because they don't understand what is the issue of deen. They do not understand the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A thing doesn't have to be in the Quran for it to be fard. What is in the Quran is what is in the Quran, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the hadith which is also wahi, and he explained how things are to be done. And that is why, you know, find me 9th of Dhul Hijjah in the Quran, let me see. So how do you make Hajj? If you want to reject a hadith, and if you don't want to accept the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the lawgiver, then how do you make Hajj on the 9th? Why don't you make Hajj any time? Because Allah said, make Hajj to the house of Allah. So go now, go tomorrow. So the point I'm making is that Islam teaches us discipline. Islam teaches us structure. Why? Because the root of trust is reliability. There cannot be trust without reliability. If somebody cannot rely on you, then he cannot trust you. You may be a nice person, you may be a very nice person, very kind, very kind-hearted, so on, you love you like a brother, but no way, cannot trust the person because you cannot rely on the person. And excuses do not change reality. Why you did not perform, believe me, is maybe it's of interest to you, but it's definitely not of interest to anybody else. I always tell people, if I tell you do something and you can't do it, don't come and tell me the reason. I'm not interested. Sorry. I'm not interested. You first don't do my... You do not do what you agree to do. Then you want to waste my time some more by telling me some story. I'm not interested. Sorry. Keep your story. And try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. Book a flight. Book a nice expensive flight. I mean, nowadays, Delhi-Bombay tickets are going for 35,000 rupees, I believe. Can you imagine? So book a nice expensive flight where it will hurt you. Then go and miss the plane, miss the flight, and then give this nice reason why you missed the flight. Very, very reasonable thing, why you missed this flight. You think they're going to call the plane back for you? I mean, they won't even open the gate. Forget, once the gates are closed, forget the calling back the plane. I mean, you can give all the excuses in the world. You can cry and you can roll on the floor. Sorry. I agree with you. You had a very valid excuse. I completely agree with you. Total, my heart and my soul, everything is with you. I am greatly, I sympathize, empathize, all kinds of ties with you. But the plane is gone. The plane is gone. Your ticket is invalid. Kalas. So why do you think the rule changes when it's something else? It doesn't always have to be a plane or a train. Trust is based on reliability. And why you did not do something is of supreme disinterest. Don't even bother to waste time talking about it. And this is what Islam teaches. The sad thing is, this is the thing where we are the worst. A Muslim function will always begin late. Put a Muslim in charge of something, is always goofs up. So shameful. So utterly shameful. And with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a man wanted to talk to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about something, and he agreed to meet him at a particular place. He said, I will meet you at this time at this place. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went there, he waited maybe an hour or something, no sign of the man. He went back. Next day he went to the same place at the same time. He waited for another whatever time it was, 1 hour or something. Third day the same. Now the third day this man remembered. So he came running, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I apologize, and so on and so on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I came on time, and I came on that day, and I came yesterday, and I'm here today. What is the message that, imagine, that, it was that man's work, he himself forgot. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question. The thing I want to remind myself anyway is, you can talk till the cows come home, nobody is impressed. People are impressed with your actions. If you don't do what you say you will do, you can talk as much as you want. People have, they have no time for that. People look and see what you are doing. And that's why I always say, people listen with their eyes, not with their ears. They listen with their eyes. You say something, they're watching. Okay, he just said, is he doing it? If you're not doing it, believe me, that's it. Your credibility is zilch. And that's why I remind myself and you, Islam and Salah and our Ibadat is not just about coming and doing some yoga exercises in the masjid. No. That ibadah must come into our lives. And it is part of piety. To keep the trust means what? It is amana. You say to somebody, if I tell Fauzan I will do something, it is amana. I have to do it. If I don't do it, he doesn't have to ask me. If he has to ask me, it's a shame on me. Now why is he asking me? Why does he have to remind me? If I say I will do something, and it is my job, if I tell him I will do something, then for whatever reason, good reason, I am not able, it is my job, if I am not able to do it, to go to him before that time and tell him, boss, I told you I will do something, this is what happened, I am extremely sorry, I can't do it, or it has to be delayed. What? It is my job to inform him. It is not his job to ask me. If he has to ask me, it means I have already failed. Shame on me. That after saying something to somebody, that person has to remind me. This is absolutely shameful. Really, we have to, you know, that's why it's not a matter of small things. Small things indicate big things. If somebody has cancer, it doesn't suddenly start going on. You know, it starts with a pain somewhere, or it's a small thing. You know, something goes. So, that small thing, if you catch it early, then you can cure the bigger thing. But if you don't catch the small thing early, you think, this is a small thing. What so? Why is he making such a big deal about this? That thing is not small. That thing is a symptom of something very big. Then your whole life goes down the drain because nobody trusts you. You have developed a reputation for being unreliable. And that is more damaging than anything else. And people won't come and tell you. People will not come and tell you, excuse me, I think you are unreasonable. They will just ignore you. They will not give you any responsibility after that. Time comes for promotions, this, that, you won't get it. They won't even tell you. Who wants to tell you and argue and this and that? You have demonstrated what you are worth. Fine, we're fine with that. I mean, that's your demonstration. I will believe you. Why must I not believe you? I mean, you demonstrated that. You are showing me what you are worth. So, I believe you. Then I will do whatever I have to do. I don't have to argue with you, fight with you, nothing. You give me your word and you don't do it, no problem. And the whole of your life goes down the drain. Seriously, this is such a critical thing that we have to be very, very clear in our minds about. And this is the essence of Islam. Islam is reliability. Islam is reliability. There is no one who was more reliable. What was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's laqab even before declaration of Islam? Sadiq wal Amin. What is Amin? Sadiq is truthful. Amin is reliable, trustworthy. Means reliable. If he says something, he will do it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what we are supposed to do and to enable us to live lives which are beneficial for us and which are examples of goodness for us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.